This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Cruise in style in a Toyota Camry. With available all-wheel drive and multiple driving modes, you can accomplish anything. Experience cutting-edge available tech like a multimedia touchscreen and wireless connectivity complemented by the reliability of Toyota Safety Sense. It's no wonder the Camry has been the best-selling car in America for over two decades.
Or check out a new Corolla and define your style with a model for everyone, from the sleek and affordable sedan to the super efficient hybrid and the hip and agile hatchback. There's a Corolla made just for you. Toyota has even introduced their spacious Corolla Cross as a hybrid for when your adventure calls for both maximum capacity and efficiency.
And right now, your local Toyota dealer has vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day.
So don't wait. Buy a new Camry, Corolla, or Corolla Cross today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals, details, and more. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Brian Stevenson is a renowned lawyer, social justice activist, and founder and executive director of the Equal Justice Initiative. And as you'd expect, he's much in demand as a speaker. In his brilliant memoir, Just Mercy, Brian Stevenson tells a story that I've been thinking about a lot. He explained that he'd been befriended by Johnny Carr, a woman in her late 70s whom he described as charismatic, powerful, and inspiring. She'd been one of the chief architects of the Montgomery bus boycott, and she succeeded Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. as the president of the Montgomery Improvement Association. He recounts the kind of conversations they would have. "Brian, Rosa Parks is coming to town, and we're going to meet over at Virginia Durr's house. Do you want to come over and listen?" "When Ms. Carr called me, she either wanted me to come someplace to speak or to go someplace to listen. Whenever Ms. Parks came to town, I'd be invited to listen. Oh, yes, ma'am, I'd love to come over and listen," I'd always say, affirming that I understood what to do when I arrived. I love thinking about this distinction as I head into various conversations of my own. Am I there to speak? Or am I there to listen? I'll put a link to his book, Just Mercy, in the show notes. I highly recommend it. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.